You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. Thanks for tuning in. Rhett Bollinger is joining us to talk about the Twinkies. And we called this, Rhett, a make-or-break road trip. And at the start, it looked like leading towards the break as far as the sweep in the Bronx was concerned. But the Twins turned it right around and swept the Orioles. That was a pretty huge response.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a huge response. The Yankees so far this season have kind of had their number, and obviously in recent years as well. The Twins had leads in all five of those last games they played against the Yankees, including at home earlier this year. And, of course, in all five of those games they lost, including in a three-game sweep there in New York. Coming into Baltimore, the team is kind of reeling, and sure enough, they pull off a four-game sweep against Baltimore. Ended up going 7-0 against the Orioles this year. So it was a much-needed sweep. The good news, too, was that, you know, Glenn Perkins, their closer, had the neck issue, only missed a few days and came back and pitched there in their extra innings win on Sunday. Tommy Malone got his first save. Miguel Sano keeps, you know, hitting like Miguel Cabrera, I guess you could say, so far with all the home runs he's been hitting. So, yeah, it was definitely a big four-game sweep for the Twins over the Orioles there.
You mentioned Perkins. That's obviously a situation they're going to have to monitor very closely going forward, correct, Rhett, with his neck?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's kind of a thing that plagued him a little bit last year in September. He ended up getting shut down with more of a thing kind of more in his forearm and that kind of thing. We did have the neck issue last year that kept him out for a few games. And this time, it's kind of one of those things where it wasn't a huge injury. It was just kind of something that's kind of bothering him, and he just kind of figured, well, might as well get an MRI just to kind of double-check and make sure there's nothing too bad. Get the shot in the neck, cortisone shot. Usually takes about 72 hours for it to kind of kick in, and then he can start throwing again. And sure enough, it responded favorably to it, which was a good thing. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that he's back now so quickly was definitely something this bullpen really needed, because this is a bullpen that has struggled a little bit here in the second half. Outside of Trevor May, they really haven't found. And Kevin Jepson's actually been pretty good recently too. But yeah, so they needed Perkins back badly. And the fact that he was able to avoid the disabled list was definitely big for the team.
And you mentioned Miguel Sano hitting like Miguel Cabrera. And, of course, Sano and Byron Buxton are finally playing together at the big league level like we envisioned. But with Buxton coming back, he replaces the injured Aaron Hicks. And, Rhett, it was obviously just a short time back in AAA after his activation from the DL with the thumb thing. But do they feel like he made some strides at the plate down there that he's, you know, able to apply up here?
Definitely. And his stint there in the AAA, he had a hit in all 13 games. Didn't really show any signs of rust at all, despite missing, you know, more than a month with that finger injury. So that was a good sign. They kind of wanted him to get it going down there. They weren't going to let him get called up without him kind of showing that he was, no, not rusty, and that he was going to be able to contribute offensively. And sure enough, he did great down there. And people were kind of wondering, you know, what's it going to take for him to get called back up? And sure enough, Aaron Hicks gets hurt. And all of a sudden now, Buxton's going to be the regular center fielder in the meantime with Hicks out. And Hicks is probably only going to be out the minimum of 15 days. And then by the time he gets back, it'll already be September. September comps will be up and all that. But so far at the plate with the Orioles, he had a couple hits. Didn't have a great series offensively, but still batting leadoff, and the Twins won all four games. So that was a good sign. And, yeah, it's exciting for Twins fans that finally, after all this wait we've heard about Buxton and Sano for so long, the fact they're both able to play on the same team together was pretty cool. Because, I mean, earlier this year, Buxton gets called up, plays in the 11 games, then gets hurt and goes in the DL. And then a few days later after that, I think only 7 days later after he got hurt, they call up Sano. And Sano's been, a mainstay in the fixture in this lineup ever since he was called up on July 2nd. So it's kind of cool for these fans to finally kind of see a glimpse of the future with Buxton leading off and Sano hitting cleanup right now.
And speaking of glimpses of the future, Red, Jose Berrios, another stud in their system, hard to ignore the numbers he's putting up at AAA. 10 strikeouts without a walk in his last start. He's the minor league strikeout leader. His last three starts, he's got a 27-1 strikeout to walk ratio. That'll play. Any chance we see this kid in September in the rotation?
I think there's a chance we see him. I don't know if we'll see him in the rotation just because he is such a young kid, and I don't know if they want to give him that many innings right away. He's pitched all year, hasn't had any injuries or anything like that, so his inning total is kind of getting up there a little bit. So I could see them maybe calling him up to use him as a reliever. I think some of it's going to kind of be dictated by where the Twins are in the standings. I don't know that they're going to want to call him up and maybe even, you know, give him that kind of service time if they're not really in it. But as of right now, with the way they kind of came back and picked up those four games in the Orioles, and they're, you know, as we're talking here on Monday, they're a game and a half back of the wild card. So they're still definitely in it. I think if they still are, you know, once the minor league season ends, and you know, I think it's September 6th this year or September 7th, we could definitely see him. But I do think, barring injuries to the rotation, I don't know that he'll get a chance to start down the stretch, but I do think we could see him in relief. And I think next year, you know, I think he's definitely going to have a very good chance to be in that rotation, because he's been a big prospect. He's been shooting up, you know, these boards for the last couple of years here. And this year he's, you know, really proved it at the AA and AAA level. Because he was a guy, you know, young when he was younger and dominated at the lower levels, but you never know how it's going to translate, especially because he's not really a big guy. He's probably only about 6 feet tall. But he's a hard thrower and he's a competitor. I mean, even as a young kid, he pitched in the World Baseball Classic, you know, 3 years ago. So this is someone that has, you know, not afraid of hitters, kind of a bulldog mentality, and the Twins definitely love his work ethic and everything, and he'll be a big part of this rotation in the future, but I just don't know if it'll happen this year.
All right, perhaps we'll see him in the bullpen. For now, a new member of the bullpen is Neil Kotz, acquired for cash from the Brewers. What does Kotz bring to that bullpen picture, Rhett?
Well, another left-handed arm they needed. Dunsing's been better recently. O'Rourke's definitely kind of a situational guy. He's been very tough on lefties, O'Rourke has, in terms of striking them out, but has had some struggles there against righties, and including in that Yankee series. So they needed another lefty kind of situational arm in there, and Kotz has definitely got a lot of experience. Gave them, I believe, an inning and a third of scoreless work in the extra inning game, which was definitely very much needed. They just get another arm. They brought up A.J. Ocker, who was having a great year at AAA, but and then was being a closer there and having a great year, but came up here and really kind of struggled a little bit. So it just made sense to try to get another arm. And when Kotz was available, he had a great ERA, you know, with the Brewers. And actually, the Twins had talked to the Brewers about Kotz before the trade deadline, but couldn't really work anything out. And they kind of got their guys that they needed. And this bullpen, like I said, has kind of struggled a little bit here in the second half. So to be able to get another veteran guy who's been there and done it, and especially a lefty arm, was a big pickup for this team.
What's the latest on Phil Hughes and that back issue?
He's doing a lot better. Yeah, there's been a nice update. He's starting to pick it up a little bit. Twins are hopeful that he won't be out for too much longer because he's definitely someone that had a great year last year, you know, breaking the all-time strikeout-to-walk ratio. This year, he's kind of hasn't been the same. You know, his velocity's been kind of down. He's been able to kind of get by. And sure enough, he finally hit the DL with that back injury. But the good news is it seems like it's not very serious. Same with Blaine Boyer, who's also in the DL. It seems like he's starting to make some strides. Even Ricky Nolasco is starting to throw again. I believe he starts throwing again on Tuesday, which is a good sign. I don't know if he'll be able to get back in time, but maybe if he can kind of rehab quickly, maybe Nolasco could come back late in the season just as a bullpen arm. So at least he's starting to make strides too. So the good news is the guys that are hurt right now, they're all making good progress.
All right, Rhett. And obviously, the Twins still alive in that wild card chase. And I do have to say, Rhett, it would be a bummer if, after all this, if they make the wild card round and then play the Yankees in the wild card round. That would be, I'm sure a lot of Twins fans are not rooting for that specific scenario, given the travails against the Yankees in particular. But Twins certainly rebounded from that series in the Bronx. And nice to see him still hanging around in that AL chase. I want to thank Rhett Bollinger for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.